welcome back to another episode of Little Life Lessons. Today we are going to be reading a story that I wrote, and it is called The Last Dish, and it is written by J.C. Strasser. And there are 10 chapters, and we're going to read them all today. So let's get started. Chapter 1. While mixing the macaron batter, Linnea, the head chef, heard the phone ringing. She paused, set down the bowl, and walked over to the phone. "Hello, Modern Muffins and More Bakery and Restaurant. How may I help you?" she said. "I would like to apply for a job interview. I'm available to take the quiz in person tomorrow at 2 p.m., please," said the person on the phone. "Okay, what is your name?" asked Linnea. "My name is Vanessa May." Okay, I will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock," she said. It was 6:45 on a Monday morning, and that means that all the kitchen employees will be meeting in the restaurant before it opens. "Today, I have a job interview at 2 o'clock, and she sounded really nice on the phone, so I want everyone to get the balloons and decorations ready in the kitchen just in case she gets hired. Today we might be busy because it's the first day of summer, and I need everybody to work hard and try their best. The June schedule is up on the wall, and please make sure you can work on the days I have you marked for. Ryla, when I am at the job interview, you are in charge." "Okay, people, 15 minutes till we open. Let's bake," said Chef Linnea. When 2 o'clock came around, a tall girl with long, curly hair walked in the door. She found Linnea and said, "I'm here for the job interview." "Hi, you can have a seat at table 8 and I will be there in a minute," Linnea responded. A couple minutes later, they sat down. Linnea was carrying a clipboard with a piece of paper on it. "So how old are you?" Chef Linnea asked. "I'm 22, she said. "And I started cooking when I was... when... sorry. Okay, let me start that sentence over. "And I started cooking and baking when I was 7. "Okay, what's your favorite thing to bake?" she said. I like to bake cakes and cookies, and I like to cook tacos and mozzarella sticks, which are homemade, and I don't have a recipe for that," said Vanessa as she was taking a sip of water. "What would you like to do in the kitchen, mini chef?" I keep reading these things wrong today. "If you could choose what you would like to do in the kitchen, which would you choose? Mini chef, waitress, welcome person, or dessert chef?" she asked. "I'd like to be a mini chef or a dessert chef, please," Vanessa said. "Okay, that will be all I need for today. Tomorrow I will let you know if you have the job. Let me know if you have any questions. It was nice meeting you," she said as she stood up and shook Vanessa's hand. Chapter 2. One second. Okay, it was 6:30 a.m. when Vanessa received a message from Chef Linnea. Vanessa called her best friend immediately and screamed, "I got the job! I got the job! Hello? Is anyone here? Hello? Renee, are you there?" One moment later, she heard the doorbell ring. She walked over to the door and opened it. In came Renee holding a cake and balloons in her hand. "Let's get this party started," Renee said. "I bought the cake and balloons yesterday. I had a good feeling about this." Vanessa grabbed the cake and got out two plates. "This is so exciting, Renee," Renee said. "When do you think you start your training?" "I think I start tomorrow," Vanessa said as she was cutting a piece of paper. That's not what it says. Vanessa said as she was cutting a piece of the small cake, noticing that the flavor was red velvet, her favorite. "We can't eat cake for breakfast," Vanessa said. "You got a job. It's okay to eat cake for breakfast," Renee said while getting out two forks from the drawer. Renee and Vanessa had a fun day together. They went to the spa and got their nails done. After their day of relaxation, they went to Modern Muffins and More to pick up Vanessa's official apron. They were hungry, so they decided to eat there too. The waitress came around and asked them what they wanted to drink. "I will have a Sprite, please," said Renee. I will have one too, please, Vanessa said while looking at the menu. I will be back in a few minutes with your sprites, said the waitress as she... I'm kind of stuttering here, said the waitress who for some reason didn't have a name tag. Hey, Vanessa, you like to bake, right? Yeah. Why? Look behind you. Okay, Vanessa said while turning around. She saw a poster, which totally fit the aesthetics of the store. And then she read the poster. It said, Modern Muffins and More, Annual Baking Competition. Anyone can enter. Get ready to bake. Winner gets a free baking set and $1,000. Contact Head Chef Linnea Parquez for more information. Vanessa turned around and looked at Renee and ran straight over to the sign-up sheets and wrote her name on the sign-up sheet. At the counter, Chef Linnea was giving someone their food, and she saw Vanessa at the sign at the sign-up sheet. She could tell that Vanessa was going to be a great baker. Chapter 3. We will come back with Chapter 3 after this short break. And we are here with Chapter 3. Vanessa woke up at 6 a.m. in the morning to get ready for her first day of training. The restaurant opened at 7 a.m. Vanessa pulled up her hair in a half bun. Vanessa put her hair in a half up bun, and then she put her apron on. She went to her room to... Okay, I'm sorry. I keep messing up. She went to her room and grabbed her phone to take a picture of herself and posted it on her story. She got into her car and drove to the restaurant. Vanessa took a deep breath before entering the restaurant. When she entered, there were only a few customers and all of them were old people. She walked over to the kitchen and saw Chef Linnea. Hi, Vanessa. We will start your training right away. You can follow me to the break room and we will start there. Vanessa walked peacefully over to the break room. The first thing that we are going to do is get you ready for being a dessert chef. One of the most important things is measuring completely. So I'm going to get you some flour and you're going to practice until you have mastered it. Chef Linnea got out some measuring cups and some flour. She would say a measurement like 1/2 cup, and Vanessa would put the flour in. Then she would check it to make sure it was just right. Or if it needed more. After about 20 minutes of doing that, they moved on to plating. Whenever you are serving a dish, how the plate looks is very important. When you are plating a brownie, you will need to put a stripe of chocolate syrup on the side of the plate and then sprinkle some powdered sugar on top of the brownie, Chef Linnea said. If you are plating a cupcake or a piece of cake, you will add any decorations to the plate that match whatever type of food you have. Today was fun. I'm going to read that sentence again for like the millionth, hundredth time. Okay. If you are plating a cupcake or a piece of cake, you will add any decorations to the plate that match whatever food you have, Chef Linnea said. Today was fun, but they did not know what was going to happen tomorrow at the baking competition. Chapter 4. It was the morning of the baking competition, and one of the judges, Marl, was talking to himself. Modern Muffins and More is going to have an interesting baking competition today. The last one they had, and I will open my own bakery called Marl's Magnificent Bakery. He said. Breaking the story. Wait, why did I just say that? Okay, there's a little squiggle where I wrote it on the paper, so it's just a break transitioning. Yeah, it's just a writing thing that we do. Okay. Anywho, at 2 o'clock, all of the bakers and judges were at the bakery. In round one... Sorry if you can hear the noises in the background. My mom's, like, unloading the dishes or something. At 2 o'clock, all the bakers and judges were at the bakery. In round one, you will be creating some sort of cupcake. It can be any flavor. In round two, you will be baking a brownie or cookie with multiple decorations. In the final round, you will make a restaurant-themed cake. After every round, one person will be eliminated from the competition. Remember that plating is very important. Our judges today are Chef Linnea Parquez, Marl Waffle, and Carla Olympia. You will have 3 hours for the first two rounds. Good luck. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1. Bake! The host said excitedly. Vanessa decided to bake a red velvet cupcake with a vanilla bean buttercream and then little fondant menus on the top. She was struggling when she was making the mini menus but they turned out to be pretty good. After 45 minutes, she got it all done. But she was forgetting one thing, plating. While the judges were at the other baker station, she noticed that she forgot plating too. That means that it is up to taste and presentations of the cupcakes. Hello, tell us what you have for today, said one of the judges. I made a red velvet cupcake with vanilla bean buttercream for the frosting. And on the top, they had little fondant menus to match the restaurant theme today, Vanessa said proudly. I like it, but the texture is a little bit dry, but otherwise it is very good, said Judge Carla. The judges went back to their spots and decided who should be the winner and who should be the person that is going home today. Attention all bakers! Our judges have made a decision, and the winning baker for round one is Marinette Perova, said the host. When Vanessa heard this, she was very nervous. And sadly, today we have to send someone home. And that person is Ravana Owl, said the host. When he said that, you could tell that he did not like her cupcake at all. Vanessa, you have 2 hours and 45 minutes left, so you will start first. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1. Marinette, you saved 1 hour and 58 minutes. You will start in 87 minutes. Mark, you have saved 1 hour and 56 minutes, so your time starts in 89 minutes. Vanessa decided to make a cookie and a brownie for the second round. She made a triple chocolate brownie with a hint of cinnamon. She also put powdered sugar on the top of it. On the other side of the plate, she had a triple chocolate chip cookie with a creamy cream cheese frosting on the cookie. When she was decorating the plate, she put a heart around the cookie and the brownie. She finished with 1 hour and 2 minutes left. Vanessa was the first one done. I have a triple chocolate brownie and a double chocolate chip cookie, she said. Well, when the judges came over, what are the flavors of chocolate in your cookie? Chef Linnea asked. The cookie is milk chocolate. Then I use 3 types of chocolate chips. Dark chocolate, white chocolate, and semi-sweet chocolate. There is a cream cheese frosting on the top of the cookie. When I first looked at this, I thought it would be way too much chocolate. But when I bit into it, The flavors were not too sweet, and they were very good. Well done, Chef Linnea said. Thanks, Vanessa said. The judges went back to their seats and discussed who should be the winner and who would be going home. Attention all bakers. The winner for the second round is Marinette Perova. And sadly, today, someone will be going home for the second round. And that person is... We will be back with Chapter 5 after this short break. We are now back with Chapter 5. And on the last chapter, I'm going to read the last sentence. Attention all bakers. Wait. And sadly, someone will be going home today. And that person is... Chapter 5. Ricardo Taco, said the host. Vanessa, you have saved 1 hour and 1 minute, so your total time will be 4 hours and 1 minute. Marinette, you have saved 59 minutes, so your total will be 3 hours and 59 minutes. Vanessa, your time starts in 3, 2, 1. When she started baking, she thought to herself, "Okay, she only won all the rounds, and I don't need to panic." Vanessa, don't panic. Ah, who am I kidding? Panic, panic! Even though she was 100% panicking on the inside, she was totally calm, cool, and collected on the outside. Okay, we have to make something tall, with good decoration and a good flavor. Ooh, I should make a lemon three-tier cake with little fondant menus on the side of the cake. Vanessa thought. After Vanessa put the cakes in the oven, she looked over at Marinette's cake. What? She doesn't even have the cakes in the oven? She must have messed up and she is probably making it again, Vanessa thought. When she saw this, she was super happy. About a half hour later, the cakes were in the oven. While they were baking, Vanessa started making the lemon butter cream for the top and bottom tier of the cake. She zested a lot of lemons that day. She made the lemon butter cream a kind of bright yellow. In the middle tier, she frosted it with a thick crumb coat before putting it on the yellow fondant cake. The yellow fondant on it. In between each cake layer, she put a circle or border around each cake. On the inside of the border, she put a lemon meringue. She made the fondant menus a bright yellow on the back of them. Then a white part for the top layer of the menus with the words. She used an edible yellow marker to write menu on all the menus, then little lines below representing the words that are usually on a menu. On the middle tier, she used yellow fondant and the letter cookie cutters to make the name of her restaurant, Lemon Lovers. 5 minutes left, said the host. Don't panic, Vanessa said while she was panicking. That is the end of chapter 5, but now there's like a little segment in between there, and it says, reader, or in this case, listener. If you get confused on the next part, remember that we are going back to the morning that Vanessa called Chef Linnea, but this time, instead of what happened to Vanessa, it'll be what happened to Marinette that morning in the next few days. So, part 2, Marinette, chapter 6. Marinette said, taking a big stretch from her good night's sleep. The sun's awake, so I'm awake. She always says that in the morning because it is from her favorite movie. Suddenly, she heard a loud noise coming from the kitchen. She got out of her bed and went into the kitchen. It was her dog, Spatula. Here is his story. The story of Spatula, told by Marinette's little brother. A warm, foggy morning, my sister and I went to the pet shop to get our new dog. He was a furry, small pug. He was a small, furry pug. We haven't decided on a name yet. For the first 4 weeks, we got to keep him at my house instead of Marinette's house. I was making cookies with my mom, and I started playing with his spatula. I accidentally threw it at the dog, and he caught it in his mouth. For the next 3.5 weeks, I trained him to only respond to the name spatula. Marinette got so mad. Because I trained him to respond to the name spatula, he will not respond to anything else but spatula. And that is how spatula got his name. Told by Kyle Perova. Now back to the story. "Hi, Spatula. Do you want some breakfast, boy?" Marinette asked. When she said this, she noticed his face went from "I'm hungry" to "What did you call me?" face. "Oh, sorry, Spatula," she said. His face turned back to normal. Marinette poured some more dog food into his bowl. "Okay, Spatula, I gotta get ready before I meet with my friends at Modern Muffins and More," she said. After she got ready, she got in the car and played a song. When she arrived at the restaurant, she saw her friends sitting at a table, so she went to join them. "Aloha, Marinette. Would you like a baguette?" said Kylie. Kylie loves poetry so much that almost everything she says rhymes. "No thanks," Marinette said. Marinette said while she was sitting down. A little bit later, a waitress came around and asked them what they would like to eat. They ordered coffee, eggs, and bacon, and lemon muffins. While they were eating, Lene, Marinette's best friend and Renee's sister, said, "Marinette, you like to bake, right?" "Yeah. Why?" "Look behind you." "Okay," she said. She saw the poster that had the information about the baking competition. When she was done reading it, she turned and looked at Renee. Lene. Moments later, she ran over to the sign-up sheet. We will come back with Chapter 7 after this short break. And we are back with Chapter 7. At 2 o'clock, she arrived at the bakery, which wasn't too far away from where she lived. "Okay, the first challenge is to make a cupcake. Ooh, I should make a lemon cupcake with a vanilla buttercream with little fondant tables on top," she thought. It was time for the judges to come around. "Hi, Marinette, what do you have for us today?" Carla said. "I have a lemon cupcake with a vanilla cream on top, with a vanilla buttercream on top." "Oh my, this is delicious," said Chef Linnea after she took a bite of the cupcake. "Well done," said Marl. Once the judges were done at the other stations, the host said, "Attention all bakers, and today's winner is Marinette Perova." I won, she said quietly to herself. She was filled with excitement. After the host gave his speech, he said, "Marinette, your time starts in 3, 2, 1, said the host. "Okay, I have about 2 hours to bake something, so it should be something easy yet delicious. Birthday confetti cookie! I love those. They're delicious," she thought. Don't panic, she said. Well, she finished making the cookies with 59 minutes left. "This cookie looks delicious, Chef. What's in it?" asked Chef Linnea. "It's a birthday confetti cookie with cream cheese frosting on it. I chose this cookie because it is my favorite cookie from Crumble Cookies. she, Marinette said. This is very good, Marl said. Thanks, Marinette said. A few minutes later, the host said, attention all bakers. Today's winner for round two is Marinette Peroba. And the person who's going home is Ricardo Taco. Ricardo Taco. I won again, she thought. Chapter 8. Okay, Marinette, you must focus, she thought to herself. Red velvet cake with two tiers and one of them fondant and one with vanilla buttercream. Oh, no. I just added too much flour. I have to start over again, she said quietly to herself. Great. Just great, she said sarcastically. After she got done making the cake batter, she sprayed the pans and put them in the oven and started making the buttercream. Once she got done stacking the cakes, she made little tables out of fondant and put them on the side of the cake. She was adding the finishing touches to her cake when the host said, 5 minutes left! Don't panic, she thought, even though she was 100% panicking. Chapter 9. Hello, Vanessa. Tell us about your dish today. Okay, now we're back to going to Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa. Tell us about the cake that you have made for us today. Chef Linnea said, it is a lemon cake with lemon-flavored buttercream. The title of the restaurant I chose is Lemon Lovers. And I have a theme of bright yellow on the cake because it is the color of lemons and it is also my favorite color. This cake looks very good, said Marl. Thank you. Don't cut into it yet. But when we tell you to. You can cut 4 pieces, said Carla. Okay, Vanessa responded. The judges went over to the stage, to Marinette's station. Hello, Marinette. Tell us about the dish you made today. I made a red velvet cake with a vanilla buttercream, and on the side of the cake there are some tables made out of fondant, Vanera said. Vanera. That sounds like Panera. Okay, anywho, Marinette said. Wow, this cake is so beautiful, Marinette said. Don't cut into it yet, said Chef Linnea. Chapter 10. While all the other judges went back to the table, Marl grabbed 2 spatulas and went up to both of the cakes and said, these cakes are going to be the last dish this baking competition will ever make. I shall destroy these cakes with my spatula, he said very loudly. Just as he was going to touch the cakes, centimeters away, in came Marinette's dog, Spatula. He came in running and he jumped the highest he has ever jumped before and grabbed the spatulas from Marl's hand. After Spatula saved the day, it was time to eat the cakes and decide who would win. Attention! Our judges have made their decision. And the winner is... And we will be back after the short break. Just kidding! And the winner is... Vanessa May! But because Marinette's dog saved the day, she will also be getting $100. Congratulations, bakers. Well done, said the host. The end. I hope you guys enjoy this story. Have a great week. Please check out my brother's podcast. It is called Truth and Trials. My cousin's podcast, Gracia Loves Books. Have a great week. Have fun. Stay safe. I'll see you next time. Bye. Aloha.